I rise today to address the nation's dropout crisis. Each day that our schools are open, approximately 7,000 students drop out of public high schools. That's 1.2 million students annually who do not go to complete their high school education. Almost a third of American students who enter high school in the ninth grade drop out of school and never receive their high school diploma. I know our students, our schools, our communities can do better than this. To ensure that these young people have a better future and that America maintains its competitiveness in a global economy, I would suggest to all of our colleagues, we must do better. According to the Manhattan Institute study, the high school graduation rate for the class of 2003 nationwide was only 70%. 30% of our students in this country don't cross the goal line of graduation. Even more alarming, however, that high school graduation rates for various subgroups percentages in 2003 were 1. White students, 78%. African Americans, 55%. Hispanics, 53%. Graduating from high school in 930 of our high schools in this country is a 50-50 proposition. 50% of the students in 930 schools don't get their high school diploma. In the other 2,000 high schools, it's a 60-40. 60% are going to get it, 40% are likely not to get their diploma. Just last week, my home state of North Carolina released its most current data on our state's dropout crisis. Our statistics likewise point to an urgent need to pay attention to our public high schools and these students. North Carolina's statewide graduation rate was 68%. Yet for black students, that rate falls to 60%. For low-income students, 55%. And for Hispanic students, 52%. Nearly 80% of the nation's high schools that produce the highest number of dropouts are in 15 states. And I'm embarrassed at the fact that North Carolina is, in fact, one of them. To retain our competitive edge in the world economy, America's youth must be prepared for the jobs of today and the jobs of the future, jobs which increasingly require a post-secondary education. Unfortunately, in 2003, 3.5 million Americans ages 16 to 25 did not have a high school diploma and were not enrolled in school. Individuals without a high school diploma experience higher rates of unemployment, incarceration, and are more likely to be in the poverty level and receive public assistance than individuals with at least a high school diploma. You know the statistics, but they're worth repeating. 4 out of every 10 people aged 16 to 24 without a high school diploma receive some type of government assistance. A high school dropout is 8 times more likely to be incarcerated as a person with a high school diploma. I'm fortunate to represent a state with a rich history in its commitment to higher education. The state of North Carolina is the home of the nation's first state university, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, which welcomes students for the first time to its campus on January 15, 1795. All total, North Carolina has 127 degree-granting institutions of higher education, 75 public and 52 private. However, North Carolina and the rest of the country cannot rest on their laurels with their education system. We should be and are proud of our high college-going rate in North Carolina, yet 64% of recent North Carolina high school students, even though they went on to go to college, that number is far too low of our students. There's no single bullet that will fix our education system, including high school reform, which many have talked about. I hope more and better research will give us a better direction and maybe better answers. But until then, there are a number of things that we can and we should be doing to improve what apparently is the problem that can be addressed. In particular, we know that the 3 R's to making our public high schools work better for today's students are rigor, relevance, and relationships. Today, Senator Jeff Bingaman from New Mexico and I are introducing a bipartisan piece of legislation, the Graduate for a Better Future Act of 2007. And this is to help turn the tide of our nation's dropout crisis. Senator Bingaman has been a stalwart leader in the Senate on issues relating to dropout prevention. And I'm proud to join him in an effort to lower high school dropout rates and to raise high school graduation and college-going rates. This legislation will create a competitive grant program targeted at school districts and high schools with the lowest graduation rates, focused on those three R's of high school reform: rigor, relevance, and relationships. Funds under this act would be used for models of excellence for academically challenging high schools to prepare all students for college and for work. Two, to offer academic catch-up programs for those students who enter high school and do not meet the proficient levels in mathematics, readings, language arts, or science that enable such students to meet proficient levels and remain on track to graduate from high school with a regular high school degree. Three, to implement early warning systems to quickly identify students at risk of dropping out, especially systems that track student absentees, one of the greatest predictors that a student may drop out of high school. Four, to include comprehensive college guidance programs that ensure that all students and their parents are regularly notified of high school graduation requirements, college requirements for entry, and that provide guidance and assistance to students in applying for post-secondary education and in applying for federal financial assistance and other state, local, and private financial aid and scholarships. To implement a program that offers all students opportunities for work-based and experimental learning experiences, such as job shadowing, internships, community service, so that students make the connection between what they're learning in school and how that applies to the workplace that we want them to be in. To implement a student advisement program in which all students are assigned to and have regular meetings with an academic teacher advisor. You know, this sounds so simple. Unfortunately, it's so difficult for us to implement. A recent survey of high school dropouts by Civics Enterprises represents a picture of the American high school dropout that's surprising to many. I know it surprised me. 88% of those students who dropped out of high school had passing grades when they dropped out. Let me say that again. 88% of the students that dropped out of high school had passing grades, which would have enabled them to complete their high school diploma, but they dropped out. 58% dropped out with two or fewer years to complete high school. 66% said they would have worked harder if expectations were higher. 81% recognized that high school diploma was absolutely vital to their success in life. And 74% said they would have stayed in school if they had it to do over again. Mr. President, this is a point where we get a redo. We get an opportunity to make sure that they get an opportunity in the next generation so that they don't make the same mistake the last ones did. Over the past 25 years, the difference in earnings between workers with lower and higher levels of education has grown. As my home state of North Carolina has experienced, gone are the days when an individual with only a high school diploma or a GED can find a high-paying job in industries such as manufacturing, textiles, or furniture. The global economy has changed the marketplace, and competition is no longer the person that sits next to us. It's the person who graduates from a school we'll never hear about or have an opportunity to visit. We know more education pays off. Over his or her lifetime, an individual without a high school diploma will earn approximately $1.1 million less than an individual with a bachelor's degree, $1.5 million less than an individual with a master's degree, and $2.4 million less than an individual with a doctoral degree. What's the message to our children and our grandchildren? is that the future is more competitive than the past. That to be competitive in that job market means that we have to raise our educational skills. And as parents and grandparents, we have to make it happen. As the United States Senate, we can no longer sit and listen to rates of 30% of our students that don't cross the goal line of high school and accept that without a fight. We can do better and we should do better. I look forward to working with my colleagues on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, with my co-sponsor, Senator Bingaman, to face our nation's dropout crisis head on. This is a first start. This is the ability to educate parents, students, about not only how we engage them in the proficiencies they need to be competitive, but more importantly, how we teach them that our expectations are greater than what they felt in the past. It's time that the United States Senate lead by example to begin to pass legislation that has a real impact on the high school graduation rates in this country. That we can look back and say that it was this legislation that started the process, but it was quickly followed up with additional legislation that helps our youth compete regardless of where that job is and regardless of who their competition is. As this legislation comes before the committee and comes to this floor, I urge my colleagues to pay particular attention to the impact it has on our children and our grandchildren, but more importantly, on our competitiveness in the future. With that, I yield the floor.